Chapter 9. This isn't looking good. I wake up to the sound of screaming. My foot! Ouch! My foot! What happened to my foot? I bolt upright to see Cinderella clutching her left foot and howling. What's wrong? I ask. My foot is wrong! Look at it! She thrusts it in my face. I have never seen a foot quite like this. It is black. It is blue. Her toes are the size of marshmallows, and the entire thing is bloated. Is it a foot or a balloon? Is that from dropping the glass slipper on it? Jonah asks. No, it's from playing the piano with my toes, she replies sarcastically. Of course it's from dropping the glass slipper on it. It's completely swollen, and it hurts. I shake my head. I knew we should have put ice on it. She tries to stand up, but then grimaces and falls back down onto the straw. How am I supposed to do my chores? I can barely stand. Cinderella! Cinderella, where are you? Are you still sleeping? Yells a voice from downstairs. Oh, no! Cinderella wails. That's Betty, my stepmother. I must have overslept. I have to make breakfast. Excuse me for a second. Betty? Her stepmother's name is Betty? That doesn't sound right. Betty sounds like a nana or someone who bakes cakes. It doesn't sound like an evil stepmother. Cinderella tries to stand up again, but she winces as she puts weight on her foot. I need to get dressed, and you two need to get out of here. I'm not allowed to have guests. Where are we supposed to go? I ask. We have to find the mirror that takes us home. You tried all the mirrors here, Cinderella says. Go try other ones. But we don't know where else to go, I say. If the mirrors here don't work, and the mirrors at the palace don't work, which mirrors will? Cinderella shakes her head. I am not a mirror expert. She hobbles over to the closet, opens the door, and stands behind it for privacy. When she closes it again, she's wearing a long-sleeved gray dress. Now, where did I put my shoes? Your glass slipper? Jonah asks. No, my work shoes. There they are. She spots a pair of loafer-like shoes at the door and limps toward them. She slides the right one on, no problem, and then tries to put on the left shoe. Oh, crow, my foot is too swollen. I can't get the shoe on. I'm going to have to go barefoot. Uh-oh. I steal a look at the broken glass slipper that's lying by the wall. It's the right shoe, which means the prince has the left shoe. If the loafer doesn't fit her left foot, then the glass slipper won't either. Crumbs. If the glass slipper doesn't fit Cinderella, she isn't going to be able to prove she's the girl the prince danced with at the ball. They won't get married. She'll be stuck here forever. I look at Jonah. He looks at me. He knows. He knows I know. We did it again. We landed in a fairy tale and we messed things up. Now what? Uh-oh, Jonah says. Her foot is a basketball. Everyone shush, I say. I need to think. We need to fix this. Cinderella waves her hand in the air. Fix what? I feel like there's something you're not telling me here. Can you fill me in? I really don't want to. Your foot isn't going to fit the glass slipper, Jonah blurts out. It won't fit today, I say. We'll take her to a doctor, or it could still heal in time. We don't know when the prince is coming. Maybe he's not coming for another week. Her foot won't stay like this forever. It'll heal. It's probably not broken. It's probably just a sprain. Abby! Jonah calls out, pointing to the wall. It's okay! Look! He's pointing at the slightly broken slipper on the shelf. We can show the prince's assistant that one. Cinderella will try it on her good foot, and it will fit, and our problem is solved. Oh, yay! Jonah, you're right! Shoe problem solved! Cinderella! The voice from downstairs yells. It's getting closer. You missed breakfast! We had to butter our own bread and brew our own tea. Where are you? I'm coming, Cinderella calls. It's my stepmother, she hisses to us. She can't come in here. She'll see you. Cinderella, I'm coming in, the voice says. Hide, Cinderella whispers to us, her eyes wide with fear. I look around the room. Hide where? There is nowhere to hide. There is just straw. No beds, no curtains, no nothing. Oh, wait, there's the closet. We can hide in there. We'll be super quiet. She won't even notice us. We'll be invisible, like mice. Instead of bothering to motion to Jonah, I jump up, grab his arm, and hustle toward the closet. We can make it! We can make it! The door to Cinderella's room swings open just as Jonah and I are scrambling into the closet. I'm about to close the closet door behind us when, bam! Jonah bumps his head into my back. I lose my balance. I fall against the wall. I extend out my arms to try to stop myself from crashing to the floor. I knock over the tin bucket that's sitting on the shelf, and clang! Smash! The tin bucket knocks over the only slightly broken glass slipper. The only slightly broken glass slipper crashes to the floor and smashes into a million pieces. It's now a very broken glass slipper. Crumbs. Shoe problem unsolved.